morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
This is Debbie Arthur. My family has been dairy farming for 64 years. Dairy farmers are dedicated to producing top quality milk and being good stewards of the land. We are proud of this tradition. We will continue recycling, reusing, and protecting the water and land. It's important to us, and we know it's important to you and the community. Discover more about dairy farming at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Purple Wave is selling farm equipment to the highest bidders at purplewave.com. Place your bids on tractors and tillage implements, combines and headers, planters and drills, swathers and balers, sprayers and spreaders, trailers, mowers, shop tools, and much more. Bidding is open now, and we'll sell each of more than 240 items without reserves or minimum bids on Wednesday, May 31st, beginning at 10 a.m. Don't wait. Visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
In this week's crop progress report released by the USDA yesterday, planted numbers made some dramatic moves upward nationally, catching most crops up to their normal averages. Soybeans planted reached 53%, pretty much even with last year, and just above the average by one. Corn planted is now at 84%, again even with last year, but this time behind the average by one. Here in Oklahoma, though, cotton planted has reached 37%, up 4 points from last week and above last year at this time by about 8 points and 9 points above the five-year average. In Texas, cotton planted has reached 42%, almost double last week's number of only 24. It's above last year at this time by 11 points and 6 points above the 5-year average. This all compares to the national average currently of 52%, which is up from 33% last week and 7 points above last year and just 2 points above the average. Meanwhile, in sorghum, Oklahoma's planted sorghum has reached 38%, up from 29% last week and below last year and the average by 1. In Texas, sorghum planted has reached 82%, up from 77% last week, and above both last year and the average by 10 points and 4 points, respectively. Nationally, sorghum planted is at 37%, above last year by 1 and below the average by 4. The U.S. winter wheat crop condition is at 52% good to excellent, with 33% fair, 11 poor, and 4 very poor. In Oklahoma, winter wheat harvested reached 1%, down 4 points from normal, and so far only a few hundred thousand bushels have been harvested in the Red River adjacent areas. In Texas, winter wheat condition was mostly fair to good statewide. However, wheat harvest has slowed down in the low plains, the cross timbers, and the blacklands due to rain and high humidity. And no reports of combines rolling in Kansas yet, while weather-related damage to the state's crop continues to be assessed. And in other news, Oklahoma fire departments that helped fight the early March wildfires in northwest Oklahoma were rewarded for their efforts this past Saturday. American Farmers and Ranchers Insurance presented departments involved with those fires with a check for $1,500 each. The company presented more than $200,000 total to 140 fire departments as thanks for helping battle the fires that covered parts of 3 Oklahoma counties. Here's Laverne Fire Chief Ted Bodark.
It means a lot to all of us in Harper County and Beaver County. We were all hit real hard with everything. We still got trucks tore up. This deal here will give us a lot more money to where we can repair our trucks. I mean, we don't have the money to go buy new ones.
It's anticipated the fire departments will use the money to defray costs incurred from fighting those fires. You got farm news on Ron.
The Green Tag Sales event is happening now at P&K Equipment. That means huge savings on John Deere equipment, like up to $500 off Gator utility vehicles, plus stackable financing rates. Our XUV series Gators can be packed with options and upgrades, but at their core, these side-by-sides are still a tough, durable, versatile, and powerful do-it-all machine. Take one for a spin at P&K during our May Green Tag Sales event and find out why in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/31/17. Varies by model. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.